Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you. And I'm really looking forward to spending time with you on the show today. We're going to be hearing about what is happening on the planet energetically and how you can work with these new energetic networks that are anchoring on Earth during this powerful time. And there'll be a transmission today from the Pleiadians in support of your next step of awakening. So I want to just welcome you all, and let's just take one conscious breath together. Remember that breath is in and out the mouth, and that breath says, yes, I'm willing to let go, and yes, I'm willing to receive a higher frequency of my light. And it's that in and out the mouth breath, like a deep sigh in and then just letting go with the out breath. This bypasses the ego mind and allows you to work more completely through your multidimensional heart, which is so essential at this time. I just wanted to let you know about what's available. We have, under free resources on our website, a new frequency patterning for your immune system. And this is a Pleiadian coronavirus patterning for protection of the cells of your body. And the Pleiadians brought this in support, making it free for everybody to work with this patterning for the immune system for the coronavirus. So I just wanted to let you know that's available on my website, www.christinedayonline.com. I'm also doing one-hour Skype sessions with individuals, and you can book a session with me or pay for the session in the store and then book. And then I have upcoming, very exciting, this is a live Zoom class, May 30th. It will be a 90-minute class. And I've been directed to create this class by the Pleiadians. It's to introduce some Pleiadian initiations for people to connect into a higher frequency of their light, which is present right now on the planet. It is unlike anything that has come before. It's going to take place on the 30th of May at 2:30 p.m. Central Time in the United States. We're keeping the cost down to $34.95 for the class, and it's going to include material to be utilized during the class and after the class. And we'll be recording the class, and then you'll get that recording, that video recording, sent out to you for your own ongoing unfoldment. So you can register in our store for this Zoom class on the website in the store, www.christinedayonline.com. So I wanted to just let you know that's taking place, and let's get on with the most important thing of this show. And I know this has been an incredibly challenging time with incredible changes in our day-to-day lives and the structure of our day-to-day lives. So it's really about letting go and moving in a very different way in our lives and utilizing this very important time. So let's look at the information that's coming from the Pleiadians and what they're saying about how we need to work with what's going on right now. Understanding this process that's underway is geared towards, and that's the coronavirus and this global pandemic, and how it's geared towards ultimately completely shattering this dimensional realm of illusion that has been anchored on our planet. And it's about a releasing of the density through our Earth to enable us to re-enter an alternate time continuum. And this access is going to allow a greater change to unfold within our individual consciousness. So literally, we're going to become untethered to any of the aspects of illusion and enabled to reestablish a stabilized connection to our higher realm setting of truth, which exists beyond the illusion of the timeline. So this is an important aspect. This third dimensional picture that is happening on the planet is really dire, but this is according to the limited perception of our ego mind. Our lives have been upended on so many levels, including, you know, our deeply embedded fears are coming up. The loss of finances accelerates the fear of the ego mind. And feelings of not knowing, of being out of control, are really designed to create a confusion and disorientation of the ego mind at this time. So this, with the confusion and disorientation of the ego, this allows us to work from another aspect of our sacred potential. So as the ego mind is compromised through being out of control, we can more easily navigate a reconnection to our higher realm pathways. Instead of reacting to the ego mind, we're being asked to enter through our multidimensional hearts and connect to the higher realms via the heart. This is a time for radical change within us, and we can take advantage of this unique set of circumstances and set in motion a greater potential to realign within our natural sacred aspect. Through the disarmament of the ego mind, we have been given the grace to utilize and channel a powerful frequency of dimensional light. You know, we know our ego mind will have moments of feeling fear and struggle. That's going to happen to us maybe on a daily basis. But in those moments of feeling out of control and feeling the fear, choose to utilize the conscious breath and simply let go. And that's designed, the conscious breath, to set in motion a reconnection to your multidimensional heart, to that pathway of the higher realm. And this action by you of just choosing to use the conscious breath and choosing a moment to just move yourself past that illusion of lack, fear, or struggle, this is a part of setting in motion a new expression of self-empowerment. This is the time for your self-resurrection process. And a resurrection will occur within you as you continuously choose moments to utilize the conscious breath, opening into your heart, consciously choosing to open into opportunities by creating that conscious, sacred moments of reconnection with yourself. And it's about working to actively let go as you deal with the seeming reality of your changed lifestyles. You've got the time. It's about navigating yourself away from the drama by the stories perpetuated by your ego mind. By taking this action with the conscious breath and aligning within the heart, you get to create a new way of being as you make a conscious change within you. And it's really achieved by just one moment at a time, one conscious breath, step by step. And you're not looking for perfection. Simply moments of conscious change in your reaction to your ego's mind response to the fear and the struggle. The Pleiadians want you to know that we are not alone. We are being held by the collective energies of the spiritual realms, of the Pleiadians, of the galactic community. So you're being asked to open up and call for the energetic help that you need now. To open up to what you need and just allow the support in. So that is an important key place right now. So you have to really engage with this new format that our lives have taken right now. The changes in routine of our way we're living right now open a huge door of opportunity for our transition. And it's about creating a series of perfect moments of experience that you need for your next step of awakening, to receive that which is necessary for your livelihood. We'll talk about that in a little minute, about how you're going to do that. But you hold the keys to your own multidimensional doorway that make up your heart. And this is your time to take the moments to create that reconnection within your heart, to enable a transmutation process to unfold through you. So this is a time, a powerful time for each one of us to reunite into the series of higher consciousness reality settings while your ego mind is distracted and really reeling for everything that is going on. So let's take another conscious breath in and out the mouth, just like a deep sigh in and breathing out. That's it. Let's look now and talk about what's happening energetically right now on the planet, because that's another key piece to your pathway back to yourself. So understanding that this new flow of energy is coming onto the planet, this is a destiny moment that is forever shifting the landscape within our communities, and it's begun to dramatically alter the energetic framework that has held the frequency of illusion firmly in place on our earth plane for lifetimes. Now, the majority of us here, are taking a huge step forward here on earth. And some of us will take our next steps forward by exiting this earth plane. In reality, there is no such thing as death. And some of us may be leaving this incarnation to move onto a new path, and all is in divine order. So it's about letting go and allowing yourself to open up, understanding that the truth exists beyond the framework of illusion within our own hearts. And we can find the peace and the rightness of this time as it unfolds through our hearts. You see, there's a higher transformative resonance of light opening and being set in motion across the planet right now. And this divine light is creating a complete multidimensional energetic reset on our planet, to create a much-needed lasting change for an altered consciousness on the planet for those of us on the path. And there are further revelations to be unearthed on the planet over this coming months and the months to come. And it's about not being afraid or be disturbed by what you witness. This is a necessary dynamic reset that is in motion to create shifts. Humanity as a whole is transiting through this huge transmutation on a worldwide scale, which is essential to the planet's ultimate success to move into this new era of awakening. And many illusions are being actively shattered within our societies through this new energy coming onto the planet. So we have the Pleiadians, the rest of the universal community, and the spiritual realms are holding this doorway wide open, creating a stability energetically on the planet for us to navigate and move and reunite within truth. So as a result, there's like this gateway of light. The higher realms are becoming more accessible to all of us. There is a series of transmissions of pure forms of light coming onto the earth plane to build this redesigned network, expanding the vortexes and grids throughout Earth. This is all a part of this transmutation that is taking place. And there are currently transmissions coming directly to us from the Pleiadians, from the energetic world within the universe, to prepare and support us to actively and consciously launch ourselves into this alternate energetic terrain that's birthing on Earth. And over the coming months, we're going to be able to transmit through many veils of illusion to re-enter multidimensional realms that exist here that are opening up to be made available to us within the earth plane. And it's going to open us into a further understanding of our sacred nature within our own higher consciousness state, so that we can simply be in this moment and begin to take a conscious re-ownership of our heart on another level. As you let go in moments, you can begin to witness your own folding within this higher spectrum of communion that exists within as you still yourself. So moments of stillness are so important, because as you become still and take moments within your heart, you can begin to actively receive this higher light flow connection. As you utilize your conscious breath, the breath opens you to receive the direct transmissions from these incredibly pure energies from the gateway, allowing a flow to move directly within your heart. It's about conscious action by you to begin to fulfill another level of the prophecy of your self-realization. This is a destiny moment for all humans who choose this path, this way of the heart. And there are vast higher opportunities being made available to each one of you as you're being given passage into accessing higher levels, higher points that link into the higher realms through your heart. And these openings are designed to move you beyond the current illusion here on earth, realigning your consciousness to alternate multidimensional realities that exist within your higher nature. What's so essential right now is that the intentions you set in place for yourself within this higher realm setting is vitally important right now. It's like your intentions set in motion a higher flow of potential as they engage with the light from the gateway. So this new frequency creates a very different profile of your intention. So this is the time to anchor what you want, and being specific about what it is you want, because you can anchor your intentions in a very different way than ever before on this earth plane. This is important to understand, that as you open your awareness to your heart's desire and anchor what you want now, the energies from the higher realms will bring that into place. That will set it in motion for you. You don't have to understand how it's going to happen. Just let yourself open into the space of what it is you want and speak it as you link into your heart. Because when you link into your heart, you link into those higher realm gateways of light, the space of truth. But first, it's important to take a moment to feel out what it is you want. Not what you don't want, what you want. Don't start speaking about what you don't want and what's happening that is creating, you know, the worry, the fear, maybe lack of finances, maybe many other things. But come into a pure space of what it is you want for yourself and anchor it through your heart. State it to the universe, and the energies start to create a manifestation of that because of the new energetic landscape that exists right now on our earth plane. And you can utilize that now. You can start beginning to utilize that in a very different level. So I want to hold a space around you, supporting you in this new space of reconnection. And the Pleiadians are speaking about how important it is for us to create energetic alignments collectively, we as conscious communities can align in communion. And this will create a network of light that will make a difference for all humanity. And this is a destiny call the Pleiadians are putting out there. Those of us that are on the path are to bring our earth plane to another place of consciousness by actively engaging within community groups, whether it's where more than one person comes together. Not physically coming together, but energetically aligning through our hearts. So you find a common physical location to focus. This can be any place at all where you can all bring your awareness, you align to your hearts, and allow yourself to come and build your awareness within this location, meeting in communion. And as you open your awareness and allowing a building of your group communion, it's like there's this network of light, this network frequency, which supports the higher realm alternate reality dimensions to further anchor and birth within our earth plane. So this is the energy, the call that is out there right now for those of like-minded energy that will open and form communion settings with each other in certain moments of time that will create this network of light to be anchored. So I'm putting that out for everybody who wants to be part of that. The next show I do, we'll do a collective communion and build that between us. And allow ourselves to build this network of light. And it feels that will be the time. So that will be in on the next show, I'm being told. They're telling me this right now. So let's take a conscious breath and let go before we go into our transmission today. And remember today, with this transmission, there's going to be a strong pathway held open for you to expand into the higher realms of light and birth a pathway from these higher realms into components within your own heart. Remember, your heart is a multidimensional tool, and it's the gateway to the higher realms. It's your pathway to your unique divine guidance of God light. It's where you move into receivership, into manifestation. So it's about being still to receive. Just open into your heart during the transmission. Allow a reorientation within your heart to receive and reclaim another level of your multidimensional heart during this transmission. And it's you who sets in motion a new cycle for yourself here. I can feel the energy, the presence of the Pleiadians, Mother Mary, and the Christ energy coming in to support all of you receiving and transforming within this transmission time. And I will be transmitting a frequency that carries reconnection to allow your unique frequency of God light to anchor deeper within your heart cells. And it's about using the conscious breath. Remember, it's a breath in and out the mouth. You let go and allow yourself to breathe, to focus on receiving, allowing reconnection, a natural reconnection on another level that exists within your own unique pathway. I'm just going to open up a shata ine'a, meshe o, meshe o, meshe o. That's it. Take a breath, a conscious breath, and let go as you rest both hands on your heart, which is your entire chest area, and it goes beyond the physical body. So bring your both palms to rest on your full chest area, and then let your awareness come in where you feel the warmth or the pressure of your hands on your chest. Just take a conscious breath and place it like a soft wind into your heart. Letting go, ashata ine'a, and breathe and let go, ashata ine'a. That's it. Let your awareness open and expand. expand as you enter the space of your multidimensional heart, using the conscious breath once more like a soft wind flowing into your heart. And I'm going to bring in a sound. Just allow the sound to support you in anchoring deep within your heart space. Take another conscious breath and let go right into your heart. You feel the hands, the warmth, the pressure of your hands on your chest. And take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashatai. That's it. Let your awareness expand a little more through your heart space. You're consciously reclaiming your heart space, allowing yourself to open into another level of your multidimensional heart. Whether you see, sense, or feel this energy, it doesn't matter. Just let your awareness open a little more if you can, and take one more conscious breath and just let go into your heart. Your awareness open a little more if you can, wherever you find yourself. That's it. Now take one more conscious breath and let go right through your heart space. Ashata ine'a, ashe om, ashe o, ashe o. That's it. That's it. Now take one more conscious breath and let go, allowing yourself to naturally flow deeper within the space of your heart. Whether you see, sense, or feel the frequency of light that is opening up as you bring your awareness deeper within the space. That's it. Just letting go and letting go. And letting go with a conscious breath. Ashata ine a ashe o. That's it. It may feel like you're in a space bigger than the room where you are. Your heart is a multidimensional tool. Just let your awareness free flow through the space that's opening. That's it. And let your awareness expand a little more if you can. And take one more conscious breath and let go. Right into the space. Ashata ine I, ashe om, ashe o. And you're going to bring in a sacred sound that the Pleiadians are about to give you. Now this sacred sound is unlike, as you make the sound, it's like no one else in the universe makes the same frequency of sound of light that you do. As you bring it into your heart space, the cells and the space in your heart recognizes your frequency of the sacred sound, and it takes you deeper within your multidimensional heart. Now just listen to the sound first. I'm going to bring it in. I want you to just take it in first, and then you're going to make the sound, but listen to it first. Antan. Open up, take a breath, let go. Let me bring it in again. Antanne. open your awareness a little more. You find yourself, take another breath and let go. You're anchoring deeper now. Ashtai. I'm going to bring in the sound once more. I just want you to take it in, and then you're going to start making the sound. Antan. To let your awareness open a little more if you can, and take one more conscious breath in and out the mouth, and just let go. That's great. Now let's give you the sound. It's an-tan with a number of N's at the end of it. An-tan. So you expand the N sound, and then it's A. So I'm just going to make the sound now, just normally, not the way I'm projecting the transmission. Antan. A. So now you're going to bring in this sound three times. Antan. A. Let's do it three times now. Antan. Once more. Antan. That's it. Now open your awareness. As you bring those sounds in, feel how the space within your heart is expanding even further. That's it. You may feel, see, or sense this deeper opening within your heart. Take that conscious breath and let go, expanding into the opening, however it's presenting to you. That's it. Now bring in the sound once more. Antan A. Just once more through the space. Antan A. It. Let your awareness fill the space, however it's presenting. And use the conscious breath, which allows you to expand deeper into the opening. That's it. Breathe and let go. Now I'm going to bring in some sounds. I just want you to let go and move with the sounds. Allow the sounds to align you deeper into the multidimensional opening. Your awareness. That's it. It's like another element of the doorway within your heart space, expanding open on another level. Those sounds are designed to link you into the higher realm component of the space that's being created here. Just take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashta ine a. Ashe Om. That's it. Now gently you're going to move your hands slowly away from your heart. And as you slowly bring your hands outwards, feel, see, or sense a pathway beginning to open. That's it. Feel, see, or sense the essence of the pathway opening up in front of you. This is your pathway, linking you to your higher realm frequency. Just take a conscious breath and let go as you allow your awareness to free flow outwards along this pathway that's opening up. That's it. Let your awareness move along the pathway. Take a conscious breath into the pathway that you see, sense, or feel. To allow yourself to align, anchor onto your path. Take one more breath and let go. That's it. Now bring your sound just once, ante A, right into your path. That's it. Moving through your path, however it's presenting to you. That's it. Use your conscious breath. As you do, it deepens your alignment even further to the path. That's it, feeling yourself aligning deeper and deeper with the conscious breath. That's it, I'm going to bring another level of this transmission to align you further to your path, to your multidimensional path. Your awareness open further. Reach in with your awareness to your path, even further, allowing yourself to engage within the essence of your pathway of light, aligning you to the higher realms. Use the conscious breath that says, yes, I'm willing to let go, and yes, I'm willing to align to my higher light. Akashata I, eshe om da ine a, eshe om, eshe om, eshe om, eshata ine I. That's it. Letting go. And letting go. And letting go, eshata I. And bringing your sound, antan A, once more. Through your path and feel a deeper alignment as you do that. Antam. That's it. Let your awareness free flow to the essence of the path. Shata inera. That's it, letting your awareness free flow, letting go within the vastness of your pathway, linking you into the essence of the higher realm. Your unique God life, feeling the vastness of light flowing through your path into your heart. I want you to slowly draw your hands back to rest on the heart space and feel the rays of light of your sacred heart, that light flowing in to the cells of your heart, reconnecting the pathway into your heart cells. It's like a pure source of light. Like a brilliant sun, its rays flowing in to the heart cells. Ashata inea. Ashe o. That's it. Breathe and let go. Just let go as you bring your hands to finally rest back onto your full chest area. And bring all of your awareness into your heart. And as you do, that pathway, those rays of light are linking and aligning through the heart cells. Ashata inea. That's it. Letting go. And letting go into your heart cells. Feel how your path links deeper within your heart. Those rays of light are flowing in, flooding in to the cells of your heart. Akashata iya she om be ine ah. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe om. That's it. Breathing and letting go as you bring all of your awareness to link into the vastness of the heart space. Your heart. Take another conscious breath right through the heart cells, claiming your path, claiming your heart cells, claiming your light that is flowing in, flooding into yourself. Letting go. And letting go. And letting go. Ashata ine. That's it. Feeling all of yourself. All of your awareness. Anchoring right through the heart cells. And the essence of that light is birthing through every cell in your body. Realigning. Reconnection. Reunion. Into a natural state of your own higher light. Take one more conscious breath and let go. That's it. And while you're here within your heart cells, claim what you want now. What is your heart's desire for yourself right now? Not trying to work out how it's going to happen. Just claim and state what you want now in your life. And I'm holding everybody in this alignment. Pleiadians are here, the Christ energy is here, Mother Mary is here. She carries the frequency of that effortless receivership energy. And the Christ brings the resurrection energy to you, the self-resurrection right now in your life. Take another conscious breath and let go. That's it, and let go. And let go. I just want to honor the work that you have done here. It's great work, everybody. And every time you do this process, it's going to continue to expand and realign you within your pathway. Do your work. And I really look forward to being with you again on the next show, and I wish to honor each of you and all that you are in this moment. Blessings. So be it.